on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady and Mike Nesta, free agent.
Well, he's in the Mafia War Gods right now.
Yeah, temporarily. Right, so.
Who's number one on the ice boards?
hey, whoa.
Just saying.
Icing event is over.
Playing for
there's
the right
no,
team.
No, there's not. There's another one.
Yeah.
That's the arena.
Well, same thing. But who's number one on both of them?
Who's number one? Yeah.
What can I say?
I still can't believe they did that. Like, you know, when you do these ice events, and a lot of families are small and they have trouble just getting the mastery item, then you look forward to a break. Because I don't care what anyone says, call it cheating, whatever. It's a lot of work keeping these scripts going.
Yeah.
So... You know, you're like, finally, one more day, we have a break. And then, boom, they do a family inheritance while there's a family ice event.
Yeah. And then they hammer you with, like, 17 or 18 new tabs in the...
Yeah, and those tabs are annoying because, like, most of them are for their stupid packs or bundles that...
Right.
If you're going to buy those, you know where they are and you're going to buy them. You right. don't need to see them every day.
Yeah.
It's yeah. just annoying to shift through them all, although there is a Spocklet for that, but I always forget to set it because I'm always scared they're going to add something and I'll miss it.
Right.
But, you know, and then on top of all this, so we have a robbing spree, and that doesn't really take a lot of stamina, but, you know, it can if you're low on stamina and you're managing it to get your family event done.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come out with this thing called Robber's Delight. So now we have an ice event going on, we have a robbing event going on, and now we have a combo event.
Is that Casey and the Sunshine Band? That was Rapper's Delight? No, was that them? No, that wasn't
I
them.
I don't know.
I can't remember the name of that band. That was the Two Live Crew or something. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. But this robbing...
Hip-hop, the hibby-hibby-hibby hop. Sorry, I got distracted.
I said a hip-hop. The hibby to the hip, hip hoppy, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your
but
beat.
But the Robber's Delight is no joke. Like, first of all, they don't let you rob where you would prefer. And we all know robbing in New York has really good ratios. So when you're gonna take the time to rob, that's where you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. This is only Brazil, Chicago, and London, which have comparative ratios, but they're all below 2.0.
Right.
So now you're stuck that. Like, okay, so now my leveling's screwed up. And it's not like you get 6,000 robs. They have these things called plunder points.
Yeah.
And depending on the difficulty of the...
Arrgh, I got the plunder points.
I was waiting.
I'm Blackbeard, I'm going to get the blunder points.
But they want you to get 50,000, and most people are going to get one plunder point per rob, and it has to be a successful robbery. And it takes a while, it takes a lot of stamina, it takes about maybe 300,000 is kind of the ballpark figure. It's too hard to say for sure because of all the variables
right.
with robbing, and plus your targets matter. So, you know, people that don't have a lot of stamina aren't going to be happy, not to mention that mission we talked about last time, the part 10, most people have to get 200 ices.
Uh-huh.
So, like, all this stuff to use your stamina on, not to mention family progression. Now, if they're going to, you know, try to make robbing more popular, why don't you add that to family progression, like you've been saying for how long?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
But at least let it be New York or fix those frickin' ratios in the other cities. Why
right.
should we have... They should all be the same. Same with the arena.
Which
Why
we've always said. They should be comparable between fighting, robbing, and arena should all be in the same ballpark. They're not even in the same country.
No.
So, or destination as the case may be. Hey, but speaking of that, just a touch touch base on that in the Robber BG, Ike added the ability to track your plunder points inside the script. So
I like that.
In case you want to know when you're going through that, I'm at 35,000.
I maxed it when I was sleeping. I tried to stay up because I wanted to make a blog post because the instructions don't really, you know, when we shouldn't be surprised, they don't really tell you much. They say the event will be 7 days and then there'll be a 5-day period afterwards to collect your rewards. Mm-hmm. And the word rewards is plural. So I'm like, okay, does that mean you can keep doing it? Like with Mafia Poker, you know, when you mastered it, it would reset and you could keep going. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't something I could easily answer until it was mastered. And you can't just get 50,000 points like in an hour or so. Mm-hmm. So I was waiting and waiting, and then I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, my mini had almost 100,000 points.
There you go.
But it didn't answer my question. The progress bar stays on Emerald Mastery, but the plunder point number keeps going. Huh. So we really won't know the answer till the event's over. I'm assuming, because of how stingy they are with that loot, that you'll probably just get the one item. Mm-hmm. But for those that do have extra stamina and don't care about the family event, if you knew the answer to that question, it would determine, are you going to keep robbing in these cities that don't give you anything back?
Right.
You know, and choosing where you want to go. Like, I robbed in Chicago because you get rob squads and you get some extra health. Not that that matters. But in Brazil, you get extra stamina and energy points, but it's not enough to really make a difference. It's not going to help my leveling.
Right.
And those rob squads, if used, give you extra plunder points. So my rationale was, well, if I'm going to rob, I might as well get rob squads, because other than collecting 22 every 8 hours from Chicago, there's no good way to get them in the game, because gifting them is all screwed up.
Right.
So that was my option. The ratios were the same, so I just said, okay, Chicago it is.
Well, they should improve. Well, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, but we also have the pay-to-play secret district. That's a wrap. And the nice thing about that district is the first job has a good ratio of 2.37, and there's no bandits. And so, you know, if you're concerned about leveling, that's the job to do. So if you're going to be doing jobs and robbing at the same time, you might want to go to London. Mm-hmm. If you even care about this event. I see a lot of people saying it's too much stamina. I'm not going to bother with it. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice to know, what are the rewards for this? If it's just one loot item, then yeah, who cares? There's a lot of loot items I don't have anymore because I decide not to bother with something, i.e. the lucky streak. Which I only have 2 check marks and I've never missed a free spin.
Yeah.
So it's up to people. I think, you know, and Martin made a good point. Martin said, well, maybe Zynga's doing a test to see, you know, running these 2 events simultaneously, which one are people going to go for?
Yeah. Well, but if most of history holds true, most people are going to go for both.
True.
I mean, they're going to try to do both of them if there's any way possible to do it.
And if you're in a family that already got the loot event and you're not really trying too hard on the leaderboard, I don't think many families are getting into these leaderboards as much as they used to, because it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you already have that mastery item that and you have a lot of stamina, of course you're going to go for the robbing to try to get to 50,000.
Mm-hmm. Yipper.
And then we got a Richie stash, which I think there might be something to help us.
We have a new thing called the Stash-O-Meter, which will, just like the Craft-O-Meter and some of the other ones, will help you identify where you're at in the process with your requests to tell you sort of, are you going to make it or are you not going to make it? So hopefully that'll help some people figure out whether or not you're going to be able to get all your requests in. That's more one of those statistic type scripts where, you know, it's not really, doesn't have any bearing on the game, doesn't create an unfair advantage, and but it certainly does help, you know, you in planning to make sure that you're getting the things done in a day that you need to try to, you know, be able to finish the event to its capacity.
And that one cuts it close. You can't, there's not too much leeway on the Richie stash. And like you learned last time.
Don't expect it to have a closeout period.
No, there's no it's removed.
No redemption period.
Timer. I'm gonna do a better job of reminding people.
Yeah.
I forgot to make the reminder post last time, and then some people, I don't know if they were blaming me or just joking around, but they said it was my fault that they missed it.
Yeah.
I think they were joking.
Yeah, I missed it the one time just because, like, I'm so used to some of these events that have the redemption period, and I just thought in my head it was going to have that too, and I figured, oh, I'll just collect everything and do it all at once at the end. Whammo, I missed it.
I still think that mistake is funny, but your first mistake on that event is even more hilarious.
Oh, yeah, and that's probably worth mentioning again because maybe I'm not the only one that does it. We're so used to events that have like one ask button. You know, like even now there's the new robbing spree and it has an ask button to ask for these, whatever those things are.
Building parts.
Is that what it is for the robbing spree?
Oh, the robbing spree. Oh.
They always have the funky things that you got to have for the robbing spree. But anyway, there's one ask button. So you click one ask button and you wait for your people to respond to your link post on your page and you get some parts, you know, or items. So here with this Richie stash, you have the ask button that's on the main page, but then there's four sub ask buttons on a subsequent pop-up window. And if you forget that, then, you know, you're pretty much up a creek.
Well, and if you forget it for the entire event.
For most of the event, you're never going to get enough anyway.
I don't know why that made me laugh so, and you're like, I'm not even close to finishing.
I'm like, what? How is this possible? I've been posting as much as I possibly can, and here I was missing items every day because I was missing out on the four buttons.
Every 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was sad.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I'm not the only one. And again, you know, that's the problem from a user standpoint is you have these events that are very similar in nature for the most part. And you change it enough that if someone doesn't or isn't informed on it, then they are going to find they're in the same predicament, not knowing that there was a sub page that you had to go to request the extra parts. And there's an assumption, of course, that everybody will follow the, you know, click and read the directions. But, you know, many of us just want to get in, do what we want to do in the game and get out. We don't really want to be spending a bunch of time, you know, delving through, you know, a whole bunch of steps. I mean, that's sort of the reason why we play this. It's for mindless entertainment. You don't really have to think much to a certain extent.
No, I think people in this game like simplicity.
Yeah. I do too, actually.
Yeah. And it's like every time they bring out something new, it's big panic in the news feeds and people are trying to figure it out. And then if something doesn't work, you don't know, is this how they intended it or is it a bug? It's so hard to tell. And we did get the jailhouse finally. That property was initially for the special layout of accounts that mm-hmm. they pulled. So now we all have it. It's a henchman-based global property, but a lot of people call them New York properties because mm-hmm. Zynga used to call them that, but they are still called that in the game in some pages. So this is nothing like a limited-time property, and there's different procedures for upgrading it, different ways to get your parts. And I made a blog post outlining all those ways. But it's just confusing at the beginning because that thing had no instructions.
Right.
And it was late and then I had a lot to do and I just kind of made a post that said, here it is. And then shout out to Dawn Arlington. I saw her make a post saying, oh, the loot lady has more information. And she pretty much had just said, here it is. And she linked my post and I was like, no, actually I did not say anything more than you just said. So then, it took a few hours of people making their observations to kind of put that together. And who knows, it seemed to work different ways for different people. You know, you could open five windows and make five requests every time you upgrade. But in the back code, that ask button never turns off.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we have what from Team Spotcom?
There's a new old thing. We used to have a thing called Mission Crew Link, and that was out there forever, and then Mission Crews did, yeah, and it's not the same thing anymore, and it became a property link generator is what it became. So it's actually been renamed the property link. Hang on, let me see. Let me verify this for sure.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's called the property link. And in it, it'll give you the option to post parts for your limited time missions like that normally would, and or the option now for the jailhouse has been added to it. So you can start generating links for the jailhouse consumables for your building needs. So that's another one that's out there. But that's one of those over time that kind of migrated from being one thing to another and finally got renamed because it makes more sense now to be about only properties since the mission crew links really don't apply much to this anymore.
Yeah, well, the renaming came when that, remember that Craft Mania event? Mm-hmm. When you could work on three properties at once?
Right.
And so a functionality was added to pick your property.
Yep.
And that it was around that time frame that you guys renamed it.
Yep. That's those little things that slip through the cracks.
And then you do get the parts from doing jobs. And I'm sure if any of us look at our chop shop, weapons depot, armory, private zoo items, we have more than we'll ever need because you only need them once.
Right.
And these are dropping the same way. So instead of like, you know, and I'm guilty too, I want mine upgraded in an hour. It's like most OCD people. But mm-hmm. if you just play the game, eventually you're going to get enough parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really think there would be that much interest in this property. And especially because the loot items, the stats suck, but of course you want the skills. But the only item that offers anything decent if you're a health builder would be level 13, has an item that has plus 15 health.
Mm-hmm.
And they did add it to the Union Hall on the homepage module,
mm-hmm.
which is nice because you have those five global properties there. But we also have 30 other global limited time properties, and we can build five, but they should add a way for us to select the ones we want to build rather than the ones they put there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, because I used to just build from the ones on the homepage because it was just easier. I started really using the Property Manager 3. Like, I wrote a post about it when it first came out. It was called PM Craft 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really used it. I just got used to doing it the manual way. And then when I stopped building the ones they offered, it was like a pain to do all this clicking. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to use the script. And it's pretty damn cool. Like, you just click one button and it builds all your stuff.
Yep.
So,
and then you can even set it up so that when it each time it restarts, it just runs through the routine.
I should do that.
That auto start feature, when you start it right up, it'll start building. So
that's come in handy for me.
Yep. I've always liked that. That was Ike's follow-up to, you know, what we used to have was just the property manager. And then that kind of got, I can't even remember what got that. My mind isn't what it used to be. There was something that changed in the game, and it didn't work quite the way that it was originally designed and intended, and so he kind of came up with this one. And it had some neat functionality, too, with the dragging and dropping of properties into the build section, and you could do different types of searches for what you want to craft, and it'll give you recommendations on the best items to have in there. So that's always a plus and cool.
Yeah, I really like that script.
Yep.
And I feel bad I hadn't used it for so long. I just started using it a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this thing's cool.
Yep. It's like I still think about like things like Giftinator or the Gift Collector and how, you know, we used to have the ZMC agent and then, which is still out there, don't get me wrong, but that's the one that when you have your ZMC open, you can drag in and say which ones you want to keep, which one you want to ignore and everything. And then, you know, came Gift Collector, which, I mean, is amazingly fast if you learn a little trick about it. That if you accept all, you know, you set what you want to accept, and if you actually click the start button and stop it once or twice, it runs through your collecting pretty quick.
Ah.
Little secret out there, and it doesn't put that many undo requests. You could, even doing that, it'll do it just as fast as if you went. Yeah. So it's pretty straightforward, though. Simple requests. So, what else we got going on? I can tell you this too, in Spartacus, the godfather of arena scripts.
The Spocklets.
So you have the Spocklets.
Web Sprockets.
Web Sprockets. It has a new feature in it now, too. Ike found some information with regard to sometimes when you leave an arena or if the arena stalls or something like that, it doesn't always reflect that you get your stamina back. You know, normally after you complete a complete arena, the stamina goes back into your stamina pool and you can reuse it for other things. Sometimes that doesn't appear. So what he added was a lost stamina retrieval option that's in the configuration section. So if you find yourself in one of those situations where you think you should be getting stamina back and you don't, then you can go into your config, click the one little link, and if it's available to you, it'll come back into your game. So it's not going to get you like anything that you're not earned or, you know, whatever along those lines. It's going to give you stuff that you honestly deserve to have. It's not like a cheat of any kind. So I just wanted to fill everybody in on that.
Hopefully that will stop on inquiries, because I know when people do lose their stamina, they'll either go to our page and say something, or they'll go to player support.
Right.
But I kind of figure if they know about spot comb tools, they don't really bother with player support much.
Yeah.
No, not to put player support down. I'm just saying that, you know, we usually cover all the kind of bugs that have workarounds.
Right. I mean, and yeah, we try to talk about it both on, you know, all of the forums that we have available to us. You know, what are some of these workarounds that we come across as time goes on? Because, you know, we spend a lot of time playing this game, you know, and it shows.
Yeah, and it just blows my mind what people find, you know.
Yeah.
By no means is it us sitting here looking for this stuff. People tell us.
Oh, sure.
And that's really how we know. So I hate, you know, I hate when people think we're trying to take credit for something. It doesn't really work that way.
Yeah.
But there, for example, there's a bug right now in the game and people can't upgrade their Brazil or Las Vegas properties. And a girl named Selena from the Boyd family, she just mentioned in a comment once, like, oh, you have to send yourself a collection item. And what's happening with these two cities is the collection page does not show up unless you get an item. So as soon as you get that item, you get your collection page and you can upgrade the properties. Mm-hmm. And like, who would find that or even know or to even think to look there?
Yeah.
You know, and then so that workaround helped a lot of people move on and upgrade their properties.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just amazing what people find.
Hey, I forgot to ask when we were talking about the jailhouse, is it another 15 level property? Yes. Or is it different?
It's 15. It's just like the private zoo.
Gotcha.
And the two parts, like the plates of pain are to the jailhouse what exotic animal feed is to the private zoo.
Gotcha.
And then the henchman gear, which they changed the name. When it was first released, it was called Inner Steel. And I kept seeing henchman gear, and I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, is it both these items? So it was really confusing. And then I like went to my inventory to look for how many inner steels I have, and it said it wasn't there. I'm like, where is it? I see them. And so then I did a little more research. From a Spocklet, I clicked it open, and I was like, oh, they changed the name. So those are like animal feeds. Soon you're going to have so many you won't even know what to do with them all.
More animal feeds than you know to shake a stick at.
Right. And if you're not going to build these items, which I think most won't, I don't think many are as into health as they used to be, because the arena kind of took care of that.
Right.
But, you know, if you do want to maximize your health crafting, now you have plus 10 in the armory, plus 20 in the zoo, plus 15 in the jailhouse, and you can get plus 5 from the other places. So you can build quite a lot of health per day if you so desire.
Yeah, that suits your fancy.
Yes. There's no right or way, wrong way to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Although some people like to think that there is, and they can tell others how to play it.
I'm so mad. I keep missing the family boss fights.
You know why?
Because people keep doing them so dang fast.
No, and I'm saying you can thank your buddies, your team, because I noticed when the family boss fighter 2 came out, it's so much faster. And I mentioned it to Ike, and he said that he put some smart code into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it more efficiently passes out the boost. So no longer will like everyone get passing out the boost at the same time.
Right.
He kind of staggers it, and it optimizes that rage meter, keeps it down. There's more boost to be passed out, and it's fast.
Yeah, yeah. And we limit ourselves in our group
so
to 10,000.
And we do ours to 15, and I was thinking about, like, further limiting it.
Yeah.
But it's so much drama when you try to do something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, everyone's comfortable with what it is now, but the fights are being over really fast.
I know, and that's like I keep planning to be there for it, and then all of a sudden it's gone. I'm like, dang, missed another one. But
when that first came out, the new boss, I'm just gonna call him Papa because he has like Vincenzo Papa D'Aquila or whatever. I wanted to, like, before I made my post, I wanted to see what happens at the end because I would not have been surprised if they nerfed the number of rewards.
Uh-huh.
So I said, okay, for one boss fight, everyone forget about the limits. Let's just see how fast we can get them done, and I'll reset it when it's over. And, you know, they finished it in, like, 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And everything was the same, so I could have just assumed it was the same and been none the wiser. But I felt bad. One of the guys in our family, he put his mini on it, too, and his mini got the rare superior reward.
Uh-huh.
It would have been better if he actually got it instead of the mini.
Yep.
So they are out there, and I've seen a couple postings for him. It's called the Dark Stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Or Darks. Yeah. 228.
Yep.
It's a car.
Dunno. It's a car.
I got one of those for the last boss fight.
I don't think I've ever gotten one.
Yeah, that's the only one I ever got. But it's pretty cool when you get one. You're like, wow.
Finally, I think I might have gotten one time from our group, I think. But I know a couple people that have. So, I mean, you know, the idea that it doesn't happen is not true. Although I sometimes feel like that. But
yeah, I think they should make that easier to get.
Yeah. Well, but it's got pretty high stats and they don't want everybody to have it. So.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, like, yeah. The robbing The robbing spree are agents' favorites. Looks like a garage.
And they spelled it the, like, English way.
Yeah, I see that. That's MI6 version.
And don't forget there's a Spocklet for the robbing spree.
If you're into the James Bond thing. Yes, there is a Spocklet for that. There's a Spocklet for everything.
Robbing spree.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I always
It's actually called the robbing spree-o-matic, to be precise.
Oh, he changed it again?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I used to really like doing these manually, like, you know, to kind of like come up with a little concept and a pattern of how to more efficiently use them. But this is the 11th one, and I've kind of gotten bored, and I noticed this on the last one. So I just collect them and then at the end run the Spocklet.
Yep.
They have to know that if something's fun, it's not going to be fun like the secret districts. Like, we're on, what, 30 now? There's a new one coming called Exotic Charm. Looks like it'll be in Brazil.
Right.
It's like, this is the 30th one. Okay, let's limit to time mission. We're on 53 now.
Oh, and then you have secret districts, and then you have pay-for districts, which are the, you know, basically the same concept, kind of. But then, yeah, you're just putting a little spin on it. So, yeah, you're getting to the point where it's like there's enough redundancy that it's like, why? Time for a new city. Give us a new destination.
They're coming up with new stuff like the Robber's Delight, the Lucky Streak. So I see them trying to put, but their timing just sucks. Like, if you're going to do something new, release it at a time that people will be excited about it.
Well, yeah, don't release 16 other, that's an exaggeration. Okay, I know I'm exaggerating for effect, but don't have 5 other events going on at the same time and then release some new feature.
That requires the same thing, because I think people would be really excited about this robbing thing.
Right.
Wait. If it wasn't for that family event.
Right.
You know, do I want to work to get one loot item for me, or do I want to work to help my family?
Right.
But maybe I secretly want that robbing thing. People are going to have to make hard choices.
Right. Which, and maybe that's part of it, too. They're wanting to spread the load so that they don't have people. I don't know. It just seems kind of corny, but...
And then we got some funky stuff going on with experience. And I don't know if we talked about this on the last show about the whole, they were doing a test or an experiment. We don't even really know because they didn't tell us. But for a while, passive experience wasn't working and camis were useless and everyone threw a fit and freaked out. Well, it started coming back. But now people are noticing that they're missing experience somewhere. Like your ratio needed to level according to what it is versus what's displaying on that progress bar are two different things. So somewhere experience is just falling into a black hole. And it's happening to a lot of people. You know, it happened to me. I didn't think much of it. And then I kept seeing comments and a lot of them. Like, what's going on? And you go to their player support site and the same thing. Why didn't I get all the experience? Why do I need twice as much as I used to?
Right.
And I've seen all different stories. Some people don't get any. I've seen people with depleted energy and stamina pools and their progress meter is blank.
Uh-huh.
And that's physiologically impossible.
Physiologically.
Probably not the right word to use, but
physically.
What do you, if it's impossible medically, how is it impossible in a game? And code.
We would just say physically impossible, I would
physically,
think. Even though
that's
it's,
what I was looking for.
Yeah, not physiologically.
Oh. Well, that's just what I'm...
I don't know.
Well, maybe, when I worked on
the
lab...
Maybe it's a Giselle.
Yeah, when we would get results that were not humanly possible, that's the way we would write it to sound professional.
Yeah, and that would be an accurate way to approach it, too, would be it's
yeah,
humanly so impossible.
Or
it's
going on. So it's either they're doing more experiments or they screwed something up and they couldn't get it to work right. And it kind of looks like something's triggering it.
Right.
It doesn't happen to everybody. It doesn't happen every time. It'll be like one level will be like that and then it goes back to normal.
Uh-huh.
But it's enough that people are talking about it.
It's all the rage.
And they never, you know, they never did give any information about why passive experience was cut off. But they did make a blog post, and their blog post encouraged people to report people that were selling accounts or sites.
Mm.
You know, the two don't, well, in a way, they kind of have things to do with each other, but I have a feeling that that was their solution to appease the people that were complaining about cami abuse.
Right.
There's two sides. Some people love it, some people hate it.
Right.
I've tried to be neutral, but popular belief is it was my personal vendetta and goal to quit the game. But before I did, I wanted to make sure there was no passive experience. It's a parting prize.
You know, and that's kind of a silly, and I'm not, you know, maybe, okay, backing up. We've been with this game long enough that we remember passive experience for lots of things. And I tell you what, we've many a time complained about the fact that it got removed from the game with capos and some other stuff. Mm-hmm. So why in the world would someone think that you're going to be on a mission to remove passive experience when we've been so accustomed through the years to have it? I just I don't get that
I
kind of logic. I mean, it just morons. Morons, I tell you.
Oh, don't call them names. Let me tell you.
Well, I'm not calling anybody particular a name. I'm calling general morons morons.
I wasn't either. And I made a blog post and I just said at the end of it, I'd rather play Mafia Wars with like 20 decent people instead of 100,000 idiots.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think much of it. And I was referring to the people that assumed I had anything to do with the removal of passive experience. And
right.
Would I still think they were idiots for thinking that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So then there was this big push that she called people in the community idiots.
Well, you know, the problem, too,
blah,
is
blah,
you,
blah.
You called about 97% of the community if you said 100,000.
Well, I know. I looked at the metrics, and there's 200,000 players.
See?
And half the comments on that post were blaming me. So I said, okay, if half the people blame me, then half of them must be idiots. So yeah, in retrospect, if you're going to call a large group of people a name, you need to make the number more realistic. So I apologize if that number was more than the actual number of idiots. So it probably should have been like maybe 20,000.
But less than the correct number of
yeah.
idiots.
But what was hilarious, and I hate to give troll feed and uh-huh. fuel fire, but this is kind of funny. They made a group about me, you know, recommending to call my hosting sites to get my site shut down. All this stuff, like dislike my page, all this personal information was on it. And then they were encouraging people to ice or kill me. And we just talked about someone losing their account for saying they were going to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of like made a picture of this guy. I'm like, he's mad that he was called an idiot, yet he's publicly proclaiming to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I knew it was a game kill, but Facebook doesn't know that. So I was kind of making fun of him. And of course, I wanted this page removed because it had personal information about me. Mm-hmm. So what they did, they went and they removed all bad content and turned it into a stop the, like a war page against me. And they're like, keep it nice. It's just a game. So they totally changed the format of the page. Then they went and saying, look, the loot lady is asking people to report us. That is so wrong. And I'm like, these little, I won't say the word I would have used, but so anyways, it's just like, you cannot argue with these people, defend yourself, nothing. So I'm just going to ignore them from now on.
That sounds like a good strategy.
Well, and they generated publicity for me, too.
Yeah.
It might be bad, and everyone thinks I think they're an idiot, but more people are coming to the site, so mm-hmm. Mission accomplished.
Thank you very much.
And there's all this hate. They posted these numbers of how much money I supposedly make, and my website is worth over $100,000, according to them. So people get mad if they think you're going to make money off something.
Sure.
And I don't get that because, okay, well, I'm spending like 16 plus hours a day on the site. Who cares if I get like a couple hundred dollars from the ads? Uh-huh. Should I remove the ads so that not everyone's pissed off? No. Are they just there to look pretty? I don't know.
Nah. Well, whatever. There's like you say, there's time involved with doing any of this, and you know, there's different approaches to how you want to get, you know, some compensation. I mean, no one's there's some people asking to get rich, but there's some of us that, you know, a little bit here to help with offsetting costs is not the end of the world.
No.
You know, and if any of us don't get it, we're still going to do it. So, you know, we appreciate every gift and whatever we've received, and you know, it's great. It helps and it makes us feel good about what we're doing and that it's appreciated in the community, but we don't have to put a price tag on it to make that so.
No.
You know? So anyway, yep.
But I just don't get the anger over it when there's people that are making a lot more and they're God, according to some people. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, why are you hating on someone for doing kind of the same thing?
Yeah.
You know, if I really wanted to make money, I could put those stupid link ads. I could make pop-ups. I could do a lot. And yeah, maybe right. I could make that kind of money. Yeah. I could make the blog private and charge a lifetime in the grave membership fee.
Right.
It would get copied and pasted. But mm-hmm. I mean, there if that was really the goal, there would be more efficient ways to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just had to say that.
Yep.
Hopefully it wasn't troll bait.
Troll bait. They're on a mission now. They're coming up.
But, you know, I kind of like passive experience. I'm not going to lie. When I need to level for whatever reason, I used to be a serial leveler, so I never had this issue. But when the arena came out and I got so many levels, I got off the serial kick and I added a lot of those points to other areas. So I can't serial level.
Well, they haven't figured out your strategy. What you do is you post something out there that gets everybody wild up, and then now you're getting all that passive experience. Don't they know what the plan is?
Well, that happened too. This group has told people to attack me and my family, and I see all these posts in my family. Why are these people, they keep attacking me and I'm winning? And not everybody lost passive experience.
Right.
So then I had guys in my family that were leveling up. They're like, who needs a cami when you got this?
Yeah, you just rile up the community and all of a sudden you're leveling like a champ.
Yep.
Yep.
So I'm indifferent on it. If they took it away, I would adapt. It's here, so I'm going to use it when need be.
Right.
You know, and I mentioned a while ago, I changed the way I play. I don't serial level anymore. I don't want to.
Right.
I'm trying to get my ratio lower, so the less I level, the more that's going to happen.
Right.
But in the time, if I need to for blog posts, would I rather go pay Zynga $50 to get some reward points, or would I rather just level up and do it for free?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Zynga, but times are tough.
But they still managed to get VIP out of some of us, so we're still paying.
Oh yeah, we still pay. Yeah. And sometimes I have to buy reward points. It can't be avoided.
Right. Yeah, and that's if you want to stay current with your posts.
Well, and when I want to test things too.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So just don't be hating. If you don't like something, just don't visit my blog. If you don't like Spockholm, don't use their tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're here to help the people that like us.
But there's no reason not to, because we're awesome.
Well, yeah. There's no way not to use your tools if
you goes really without saying.
Effective.
Yeah. Yep. So what else we got going on? Anything else in the game worth giving a hoot and holler at?
No, I think I got it all covered. You got all the Spockholm covered.
Yeah, for a change.
Hopefully we were kind of funny.
Yeah. If not, tune in next time. We'll figure it out another time. Yeah, we'll get some comedians in just to fill in the gap. Let's see what else. I was just trying to think if there's anything else that we have brewing or anything that we need to talk about. And I would say at this point, no. So I guess I will ask the ultimate question. And the answer is 42.
Oh, yes.
No, just kidding. Do you have any shout-outs?
I do to Martin. I made this fan appreciation contest. It was actually my boyfriend's idea. And so I just wanted people to make a comment on the blog and put their ID number, and it ends. It'll be over by the time this airs.
Mm-hmm.
But Blogger only holds 200 comments for display. Then you got to reload them.
Mm-hmm.
And it does it 20 at a time. And there's like over 600 comments. And Martin, I didn't even ask him. He just made me a script to pull all those comments.
Very cool.
And I think because there were so many and a lot of them are nice to read, I think I'm going to, if I can figure it out, I'm going to take them and put them on a spreadsheet and make a document out of it so people can read them if they want.
Okay.
Without having to click a million times.
Very cool.
So shout out to him. I really appreciated that.
The power of scripts.
Yeah.
It isn't always evil.
It's not always Mafia Wars either.
That's true. That's true. Although I remember we used to do giveaways on our fan page, and we used to have the discussion board, and we wrote a couple of scripts to consume all the individual comments to pull out those people's names so that we could, you know, appropriately mm-hmm. choose a random person to give some goodies away to. I kind of miss that part of the game. That in part, that has to do with the fact that there's hardly anything worth trading anymore or giving away. So then what's
well,
the point?
I bought a game card because that's the only... But I am going to make a post about the winner, like their family, maybe help with their family recruiting.
Yep.
And 2x loot boost, but...
Yep.
Those are pretty easy to get.
Yipper. Well, tonight I'm going to give a shout out to a couple of the Spocks in the Spock family, and specifically Abby, Les, and Marjorie. And they do a lot with our recruiting, and Cindy, which is, I think she's going to end up quitting the game. Kind of not happy about that, but.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's alluded to it a couple of times, so we'll see if she holds true to the fact. But anyway, so I want to give a shout out to them. They've done a great job with us. And, you know, managing our recruitment and different things like that. And, you know, that's one of those tireless jobs that, you know, people don't want. And Marjorie spends a lot of time analyzing the data to determine, you know, who's holding to the family rules as far as the number of ices in a month and things like that. And passes them on to me and stays on my case about making sure that we deal with those people accordingly. So, you know, I appreciate their efforts. It's, you know, I know what it's like. In the time involved with this, you know, for nothing. I mean, you're doing it because you love the game and you want to see, you know, the family grow and, you know, expand with new, you know, recruits and stuff. I think we've got a few openings, so if anybody's interested in becoming a Spock, it's certainly an option on the table.
Oh, Ass has a few openings now, too.
Yeah, so, you know, and that's the thing. You know, you get a few people leave, a few people stay, you know, you got a couple of people, new people coming in. We have one guy in the family for like a day, and he said, well, this isn't what I thought. I'm like, would you expect it? And I think he was searching for more of a fighting family, and we do some of that, but that's not our big thing. So, you know, anyway. So, with that then, I guess we'll call it a wrap.
That's
hey,
a wrap.
Jen.
All right.
Where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter @informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the